So it says, listen to the Umis HaOlam that are being Menayetz and Megadev and so on. It says, Ushma Shaga Seirecha HaOimrim Aru Aru Adi Yisoid Shara Shemayim. There's a distinction between if somebody is out, Lamashal, if somebody is out to steal, so you typically take what's most easily accessible. The wallet is here, the money is there, the dime is there, you take that and go. If a person is wild, he's in a mood to let out his anger, so he breaks, he takes an axe and breaks whatever's in front of him. It's only when a person, the tedious work required to go and to uproot the roots of something. So if a person doesn't like a plant and it's a weed and it's very damaging, whatever it is, he knows that he has to go to the very root and take it out. There's a difference between an ummah that's fighting because they want some biza, shalal, land, whatever, and those that just sort of let out their kas and they broke things in the Beis HaMikdash. When you say oru oru deyisoid ba, it means he's not, what he's trying to portray is that the ummah, the titus and so on, they weren't out just to take the top. They were out to be menayetz in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were out to take the yisoid. Oru oru deyisoid ba means they're not just, they see a nice place of Mikdash, they're afraid of the Jews revolting, so you crush them, you take the place of Mikdash, you take the gold, and that's it. Or the Sebra means that they want to get to the very heart of it. There's something there as fundamental, as mushrash, as Klal Yisrael is in the Bria. That's how anti-mushrash they are. That's how much they want to uproot Klal Yisrael.